We are joined by attorney Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone. Now, Jeff, doing my show, but also this morning on K102, my daughter started as a co-host, my daughter Sam, at K102. Mm-hmm. And apparently they've spent the morning talking about me because somebody wrote, or some people are writing, it's nepotism that they hired her, which is actually, these idiots don't even know what nepotism is, because I never worked for iHeart, which is what K102 is part of. And she got her first job there 7 years ago on K-Talk, and she almost didn't get hired, or some people didn't want to hire her because of me. And it's just incredible how stupid people can be. But I want to say congratulations to her. She'll do a great job with them, and she belongs on radio. But it's just funny how some people just are jerks about things. And by the way, if you happen to hear a dog in the background, never again will I take your dog to work day. Will I ever go? I ever do that, because his name is Tug. He's a Australian Shepherd and Labrador. He's a mutt. But he never shuts up, so I should have known better. But let's talk about a little football game coming up in 2 weeks from yesterday. It's called the Super Bowl. It's the Eagles, if you're from Philadelphia. The Eagles against the Chiefs. I don't know if they call them the Chefs or what they. I think they call them the Chiefs in Kansas City. All I know is they like doing that tomahawk chop thing, which it's amazing that that's still being done. But, they're fans. So, let me ask you, who are you going with? Who do you like? I was hoping for a Niners-Chiefs. I thought we could get a Niners-Bengals because of the injury to Patrick Mahomes, the high ankle sprain. But what he did yesterday was epic and will be remembered many, many years from now when he played with the high ankle sprain and led his team to victory.
Yep. So I was originally pulling for a 49ers-Bengals Super Bowl, because, and I'm hoping the Bengals were going to win, because, you know, I'm being a Vikings fan, you always want, in my view, you always cheer for a team that hasn't won it before to win one, right? Because you feel their pain, right?
Yeah.
The Chiefs winning, I was okay with them beating the Bengals, so long as they bring it in 2 weeks, because I despise the Eagles and particularly their fans. This is the battery throwers, the light pole climbers, the horse crap eaters.
okay.
So I broke out right after the Chiefs won. I broke out my 30-year-old Joe Montana Chiefs jersey and had it ready to go, because Philly has to be stopped. They cannot win another Super Bowl. We went through. I mean, they stole seats from U.S. Bank Stadium when they won it here. Some of the Eagles fans stole seats.
They're
thugs.
I love the fact that they greased the light poles in Philadelphia, and people tried climbing them anyway, and some of them might have been successful. They are the worst fans anywhere. These are fans that, you know, they will throw full cans of beer at you if you're a fan from the opposing team. They will spray and put mustard on you and ketchup on you, and they will just, you know, there's the guy, I've talked about it a few times, the guy that went and he's around, he's at Viking games. Usually he gets a shot in the crowd from the TV cameras, but he's the guy with the long white coat. It was splattered with mustard and ketchup and other condiments. I don't know.
They've thrown snowballs at Santa Claus in their old stadium. There was a jail inside of it. That's all you need to know about Philadelphia Eagles fans.
Yeah, and they booed Santa because he missed the mark when he parachuted in 1 year. And these are people, I mean, those people would be in their 80s or 90s now, the ones that were adults, because that happened back, I think, in the 70s. But their offspring and their offspring's offspring, they are a rough bunch. Yep. And also, but the one thing I love about it, you told me, you explained the story, what happened at the Empire State Building in New York.
Yeah, so the Empire State Building has a thing every year. They you know, there's that top part of it where they can change the colors. They light it up for each team that wins the championship games. And they tweeted out earlier that they had lit it up in green and white for the Eagles. Well, of course, the Eagles are the biggest rival of the New York Giants. And so the Giants retweeted and it said, "We're here for the comments." And there's like Giants fans are ready to like blow up the Empire State Building or relocate it to Philly because they don't want it anymore because they had the audacity to promote the Eagles winning.
Well, that's like, that is like the IDS lighting up in green and gold with Packer
color. Exactly.
Which would be hilarious. Yeah, that's not a good way to go. Now, speaking of green and gold, How's the missus feeling about the possible trade of Aaron Rodgers? And I think for the first time, every year the last few years, there's been, you know, tall, they'll trade him, and, you know, and he's whiny, and then he finally comes back for more money. But as a Packer fan, which your wife is, does she want him traded or she want him kept?
You know, she likes him. I don't think she doesn't really care that much. It's only about playoff time. She doesn't get into the intricacies of, like, personnel and stuff. I will say this about his future. You know, there's some talk that he may end up being traded to the Jets, which, and I've heard that Joe Namath has said that he would agree to unretire 12 if Rodgers goes to the Jets. And, you know, as a Viking fan, I have to joke a little bit. I'm like, does this set the, you know, the course so we're going to have inappropriate texts next year, and then he retires, and then is he the Vikings quarterback in 2 years? Because, you know, that's what happened with Favre. It would just be funny that you'd have another Packers future Hall of Fame quarterback going to the Jets, you know, at the end of their career. Is like, is this what the Jets do? Is it just like a, you know, ex-Packer quarterback reclamation project or something?
If he he is going to try to guide it to go to Las Vegas, where he gets his old pal Davante Adams back, and he's in Vegas, which is real close to L.A., where he can do a lot of things and make a lot of money.
If I had to predict, if he does go somewhere, I think he will. I think it would be Vegas, and I would honestly, like you got Davante Adams there. I wouldn't be surprised if Adam Thielen ends up there with him.
Oh, that would be true. Well, because Thielen's not going to stay with the Vikings. They can't. They have got to cut salary.
But if he had a chance to play with a Hall of Fame quarterback, why wouldn't he take it?
You know what though? They actually have receivers that aren't bad, but they've been hurt. And the problem with Adam Thielen is going to find is he can't separate anymore, not like he once did. So, I mean, he could be a tough sell for a lot of teams.
He could be a piece on a team that's almost there.
Potentially.
You know?
But, I mean, again, he's getting, what is he going to be, 33 years old or 34? I mean, he's getting up there for a wide receiver. And, I mean, I really like the guy. He's a class guy from Minnesota.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
You know, but he... you know what? I don't begrudge him. If he went to another team to see if he could get going, but what you don't want to see him is go to three or four different teams and try to latch on and just fade away like so many of these NFL players do. They don't know when to say goodbye, and he could do very well in the community and do a lot. I mean, I'm sure he could become a public speaker and make a ton of money with corporate deals, but if he still has the urge to play, but he has to be realistic about, I mean, my guess is from some of the stuff his wife has tweeted that I don't think they felt or she felt that he was getting the ball enough or given a fair shake anymore, but he just wasn't getting open the way he once did. And that's problematic for him, you know? So I don't know. We'll see how that one plays out. We also have to see how the Vikings play out. They have got to pay Justin Jefferson, and he has to be the best played or paid or highest paid wide receiver in NFL history with the way he's playing. But how do you keep him and give another extension to Kirk Cousins? I've never been a Cousins guy. I'd say he had the best year of his career here. Because he did help them win a lot of games, but he helped them win those games because of Justin Jefferson being on the other end of his passes. They do have chemistry. There's no question. But again, why do you can't keep paying this guy outrageous sums?
Well, I think the other thing too is I think you have to eventually bring somebody in who is younger as the heir apparent, right? And what they've picked up in recent years has been quarterbacks who are clearly going to be his backup, and whether it be in the draft, and it's probably not a first round pick, it may be a second or third. Of course, they've been trading all their picks away. They don't even have a second this year because they traded for T.J. Hockenson, which was a good trade. He's been a huge addition to the team, but they've got to figure out a way to bring somebody else in who's going to be the quarterback of the future. Because you're right. I mean, you can't keep extending the guy to deal with his massive, you know, this cap hit, and continuing this way. At some point, the guy is going to have to retire. You know.
Jeff, what you can do, and I think Brock Purdy yesterday's game aside, when he got hurt, I mean, his elbow clearly he couldn't throw the ball and wouldn't have come in if Josh Johnson hadn't got hurt. And by the way, I said it on social media. To me, Josh Johnson is Josh Freeman. I confuse them. because he's as bad as Freeman was when he had that one game against the Giants here. But what they need to do, Brock Purdy showed if you have the right pieces around a quarterback, you can be very successful. And I think Purdy is good, but what they need to do is they got to get that defense going, because defense can certainly win you games. And they have an offense, even if Dalvin Cook didn't stay and Alexander Mattison became that. Mattison, by the way, is the guy who's the unrestricted free agent. But they have to decide if they want to keep paying Dalvin Cook what they're paying him. I think he's a heck of a talent. But my point is, this team, when you look at the Dalvin Cook, Christian McCaffrey, I would take McCaffrey, but Cook can be the same kind of player and receiver. Hockenson can be like Kittle. I mean, Justin Jefferson, he doesn't run the way Deebo Samuel does. It's kind of a hybrid of Deebo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk, and they just haven't used them enough in the running game. I'm not recommending putting him in the backfield because I don't think he's built the way Samuel. But what I wanted, the point I'm making is they have talent for any quarterback to be successful. So, but they got to work on that defense, and I don't see how you can if you're with the money you have to give Jefferson. There's no question you have to give him the big bucks. But if you keep Cousins too, I don't see how you have any money to rebuild that defense.